once people do have information, once they're enlightened, and sometimes that has to start with, you know, a Dixie chick on a stage saying, you know, I don't believe what we're being told, or I don't support the president of the United States in this. And people go literally berserk when they hear this, because they've been molded to believe what their leaders have told them, and the media, which they are supposed to believe is objective, but actually has an agenda, has told them that everything that the president is saying is true. And so a Dixie chick comes along, or a KVMR comes along, or you name it, and maybe questions a little bit what's going on, and holy hell breaks loose. But that's the way change occurs, because somebody or somebodies have to take the risk of saying that the emperor has no clothes. And because alternative media, and in particular your station, does that and started doing it on a daily basis over 4 years ago, bit by bit, somebody tuned in while they were driving along. You know, somebody going down I-80 happened upon this Amy Goodman show, you know, or somebody, you know, picked up The Nation or In These Times, or somebody on the internet came across Crooks and Liars or any of a number of other sites. And slowly, and this is the good thing about people and about the people, but because they are now armed with the information and education, they then start to say, hey, wait a minute, what, huh? And before long, that 70% that was against the war is now 70% against the war and 70% against Mr. Bush.